Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I am uber excited. I have a great guest with me today. Her name is Jeanette Sibley, and she is with Sibeco. Now, she is a leadership results coach, but you know what she's really good at? Bragging. As a matter of fact, I met her on a networking event where she taught people how to brag about their business. So Jeanette, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fantastic. And we have a lot in common, by the way, because I'm from Aurora and you're from Aurora, but my Aurora is in Illinois and yours is in Colorado. Now, I have spoken in Aurora, Colorado. So I've been to your town. Have you ever been to Aurora, Illinois?
I have not.
Well, you have to come because it's the home of Wayne's World. Party on! Excellent! Woo, woo, woo! Yeah, it's true. So we got that going for us. I want people to get to know you first before we start getting our brag on, you know, because it's always good to know where you came from. So how did you go from being an A&W car hop to somebody that now delivers, instead of root beer floats, bragging?
You know, those root beer floats were amazing, and I've never, ever had a better one since then. So
I agree.
They are just fabulous. Anyway, I went from there to college, to corporate America, to being an executive coach for 28 years.
Wow.
And from there, when I was coaching people, and even when I was working in corporate America, I was always sad when people were unable to share themselves in such a way that promoted them in a positive way. And that's where I got involved in thinking about, how do I help people make a difference? Because they've already accomplished so much in their lives. I don't care if you're a teenager or you're 80 years old. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We've all accomplished a lot of successful things. It's all in how you want to look at it.
And see, I think that bragging is kind of counterintuitive because, you know, you walk into a networking meeting and it's like you shake somebody's hands like, hi, you know, I deliver great results and I'm really cool. And, you know, you want to hire me right now. Everybody's mm-hmm. run into that person, right? But that's yes. not the kind of bragging you're talking about, right?
That is not. That's called a braggart.
I hate braggarts.
Yes. Most people do. They see him coming and they run the other way.
So what's the difference between a braggart and bragging about yourself?
Well, bragging, how I have pulled it together, is more about promoting yourself. Instead of diminishing ourselves or talking down on ourselves, because most people actually hear what you say, it's you want to share yourself in such a way that people get, oh my goodness, you've done that. Oh, how fabulous. Let's connect. It's how business gets done. And part of what happened was years ago, as a new business owner, I learned a lot about women having to sell themselves, but they were unable to win the contract. They were unable to win the sales. And a lot of times went back to when they were like 5 years old and they would, you know, say, hey, look what I did. And our mom would say, shh, you can't brag. You don't want to be thought of as a braggart. It's very unladylike. And so that's where the idea of bragging got started.
So the concept of bragging is really about introducing yourself. Basically, it's what we call in the networking world, and I'm doing air quotes, the elevator pitch, but it's a way of doing it that kind of gives people the opportunity to get to know you in a way that you wouldn't do, because most people don't know how to formulate their elevator pitch in a way that gets the right information out. So there are three components to this. What are those three components?
Well, it's important that we look at how we are currently introducing ourselves. And that is looking at just saying who we are. So we love to hide behind titles. So if I went up and said, "Hey, Brian, I'm an executive coach," you would go, "Yawn. I already know hundreds of you, thousands of you, go away." However, if I come up to you in a networking meeting and say, "Good afternoon, Brian. My name is Jeanette Sibley, and I'm an executive coach with over 28 years of experience, and along the way, guide the creation of 3 millionaires. Then, if that's something you're interested in, I've opened up the conversation. And you might say, "Hey, yeah, just stick some numbers in there." Well, no, it's more involved than that. And that's where we get into the KTAs, the knowledge, the talent, and the achievements.
So instead of KPIs, we have KTAs. I love that. So let's start off with building this. So we're going to introduce ourselves. So let's talk about each one of those steps. How do we define knowledge, and how do we put that out there in a concise way that makes sense?
Well, that's a great question, Brian, because knowledge is probably the easiest of the three. And that's where you just list anything and everything that you're knowledgeable about. It could be software. It could be engineering. It could be human resources. It could be parenting. Could be fundraising. Could be anything that we've had experience in. And the key there is one or two words. That's the key.
So what you're suggesting is basically making a list of everything that you know and getting used to that list so that arsenal is available to you. So when you're introducing yourself to somebody, that you can kind of pick and choose from those words and say, "Okay, this person, I think, based on what I'm feeling or based on the situation, would want to know that I'm a speaker versus maybe an author versus maybe a podcaster." Because if I come in and say, "I'm a speaker, author, podcaster, and business owner," you know, it's like you're just basically...
I'm going yawn.
Yeah. It's what I call in the content marketing world, wee-weeing all over yourself, because you're saying,
exactly,
"We do this and we do this, you know, I'm an author, speaker, content marketer, you know." And yeah, so generally speaking, you're saying make a list, but pick the one that makes the most sense at the time, right?
Well, what I'm saying is make a list, but don't stop writing. Everybody should have more than one page. Just make a list of anything and everything, because here's why. Most of us are not present to all that we've done in life. We're only focused on the here and now. But like when we started this conversation, you said, "Jeanette, what was your first job that was really interesting?" Well, being an A&W car hop is kind of interesting, right? I need to be present to that. And a lot of times we're not.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So yeah, being in the know, in the now is kind of the key to making that work. So then the second piece is the talent. Now, I'm assuming that you're not talking about underwater basket weaving, right? You're talking about some other kind of talent that would be more business focused, right?
Well, it could be both. Again, I want people to feel free to write down anything and everything. And that way, when you're in a conversation, and you've introduced yourself, but they're not quite ready to talk with you about what they really want to talk with you about, and say they want to talk about gardening, or they want to talk about their dog or their cat, you're ready. You've done the work. You're like, "Oh yeah, I've had cats for years. I just really love their fur." Like that. That is a connector. And then when we get into sharing our brags with people, they're more open to listening. I remember a conversation recently with a woman who we talked about cats and dogs and the weather first. Then we eased into a really content-rich conversation about business. We then shared our brag statements. We then shared some of our experiences, but we did it in such a way that it wasn't sounding egotistical. Mm-hmm. It sounded more authentic. And so to answer the question about talents, what you want to do is take each thing that you're knowledgeable about and list things that you're talented. And you want to start with the verb. So for example, using the same areas of knowledge that I mentioned earlier, say your knowledge of software could be loading programs, or engineering could be calibrate variances, could be human resources, could be conducting interviews, administering benefit programs. You can have more than one talent, and in fact, many times you will. With parenting, could be coach Little League, or fundraising could be back when you were a teenager and you were selling chocolate bars for 4-H, or you were doing car washes for Boy Scouts. All of those things are things you want to list, because what happens is the more you open that up, the more your awareness becomes and you become more present to, oh my goodness, I achieved that. It's very, very satisfying to start to realize, oh, I have done a lot in my life.
Mm. Yeah. So I could see, again, you know, you have this complete list. We're trying to be in the moment. So since you have a cat and I don't, we could easily talk about pets. You know, if I met somebody who was into golf, I could easily talk about golf. So it's realizing those things may be important to that other person. And it's kind of a conversation starter, right?
Exactly. Because too often we want to hit things like the nail on the head immediately. And sometimes, particularly for salespeople, we can be very assertive. That's one of our gifts and why we're in sales, because we know how to close. However, sometimes we can become a little too powerful in talking with people such that we shut them down. So our way of doing that is to, again, talk about what's of interest to them. Then they'll say, well, tell me what you do. And then they're ready to hear you.
Gotcha. So the third part of this then is your achievement. So this would be what? That I won a swimming trophy first place, that my dog won a obedience trophy because she was so scared that she listened to everything I said. I mean, what kind of achievements should we be putting out there?
Well, achievement is really more when you're talking business. And what you want to do, again, is get their attention, but do it in such a way that you've created a focus. So, for example, if I say, hey, I'm an executive coach, and you're going yawn, yawn, instead I'm saying, hey, I'm an executive coach. I've been doing this for 28 years. And along the way, I guide the creation of 3 millionaires and countless six-figure incomes. What I've done is I've narrowed that focus with the person I'm talking with. And that's great for business networking. But let's say I'm talking with a group of human resource professionals. They're probably not going to be as interested in that. So I might say, I'm an assessment expert, and I help you select qualified assessments for hiring, coaching, training, and managing. And I've been doing that for 28 years. Again, that opens up the conversation in a way that if they're interested in that, then they'll want to talk further and they'll say, well, tell me more. Then that is when you tell them more, not when you're introducing yourself. And usually the achievements, what you want to do, it's sort of the secret sauce, is you want to put two numbers in there such that, for example, say I am talking with a group of human resource professionals and say, I'm an expert in helping you determine the best assessment to use for hiring, coaching, managing, and training your employees. For example, after they've said, well, tell me more, I would say, for example, I worked with an $18 million regional company and took their turnover from 42% down to 26% in 8 months, saving them $250,000. That's actually four numbers. But what it does is it sets you apart from people who say, well, I'm an assessment expert. I help you learn about people before you hire them. That doesn't tell me anything. Like, what's in it for me? You know, I've got to sell this to my CFO. I have to sell this to my CEO. So, you know, how do I do that? That's where if you give them the numbers, the numeric values, it could be percentage, some kind of metric where you've increased something and you're specific like that, it makes it easier for people to sell you if they have to then talk further with somebody above them, Or if they're their own boss, say, if they've done that for them, I wonder what they could do for me.
I love that. Okay, so I'm going to take a whack at it. I actually did it before, but I'm just based on our conversation today. I'm going to put together those three things in a statement, and you tell me how I did. Okay, so here's my take on it. All right. So I am a marketing expert who has been doing marketing for over 40 years. And what I do is I help stick a USB cord in the back of people's necks and take that knowledge out and turn it into information that can be shared on the internet in a way that helps CEOs or business owners take $1,000 marketing dollars and turn it into $10,000 or $100,000 based on the knowledge that we pulled out of the back of their head. How's that?
It's a little long.
Okay.
And I think most people would have checked out with the USB port.
Okay.
Unless, of course, they're in technology and then their eyes might have glazed. But what I'd like you to do is start at the beginning, chop out the middle, and get to the end.
Okay. So I am a marketer with over 40 years experience who creates great content to help CEOs and business owners take $1,000 marketing dollars and convert it into 10 times or 100 times return on investment. How is that?
Much better.
There we go.
Because I didn't get lost in the shuffle, like with the USB and all the other stuff. You get lost in the shuffle. And unfortunately today, most people have a very short attention span. So you want to grab their attention up front. Then when they say, well, tell me more about that, then you can get into maybe the analogy. It's kind of like if you took the USB port and you put it in the back of their head, then it's appropriate because you've got their attention. They're now listening to you. And if they don't ask for more information, guess what? They're just not interested. And if you keep talking, you're talking to air because nobody's listening. And I know, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, well, you never know. They might catch it. And it's like, no, they've already checked out. They're already looking around to see who's next. What you want to do is just, if they're not interested, great, nice to meet you, move on in a network meeting. Your time is money, particularly in sales and marketing. As a consultant, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a gig worker, our time is money.
So I love that. You were able to take this long-winded thing that I tried to do, make it short and sweet, poignant. And, you know, it didn't really feel like bragging, but it really did. I think the numbers make it stand out. I think that's the key is, you know, the numbers are rememberable and they definitely set you apart because, you know, we use so much foo-foo, you know, award-winning, you know, experienced guru, right?
Team you know? Player with integrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Like yawn.
Yeah.
Did somebody tell you that you're not a team player and that you have some ethical issues?
Right, yeah.
Why bring that up?
It's my favorite thing. To tell you the truth, what, you've been lying to me the whole time?
Exactly.
Right? Basically exactly. The same thing. So this is awesome. So I know you've got a system around this because you've written books, you've done those kind of things. So people want to learn more about how to, you know, apply it for themselves, to learn your system, to get their brag on in a way that's not braggadocious. How would they do that?
Well, the title of the book is called It's Time to Brag, 5 Amazing Steps to Sell Yourself. It's the business edition. And the URL that will take you directly to Amazon is bizsavvybrag.com. So let me spell that out. It's B-I-Z, S as in Sam, A-V-V-Y, brag.com.
Love it. And if people want to get to know you better and actually try their brag on you, maybe in a networking meeting or online, how could they possibly do that?
They can go to my LinkedIn page, put my name in there. I'll pop right up. Or they can give me a call at 303-917-2993. or send me an email at jlsisandsameibasinboyly@gmail.com.
Awesome. And spell Jeanette for those who are only listening to the podcast. So if they want to find you on LinkedIn, because it's not, you know, there's so many different ways to spell it. So.
Well, there's so many different ways to spell both of my names. So it's always a gold star when you get them both right. So it's, my first name is Jeanette. So it's JeAnnetTE. Last name is Sibley, S as in Sam, EI, B as in boy, L. Why?
Awesome. Well, Jeanette, it has been a blast and a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on and dropping some sizzling hot baking braggadocious knowledge bombs on my peeps. And I look forward to hearing you and seeing you again in some other networking meetings, because I was definitely educated, I think is the best way to describe it, when I saw you give your presentation. And that's what got us connected. Was I watched you give this presentation and went, wow, this is cool. I think people need to know this. So thanks again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure. And for those of you listening, be bold, be audacious, and close the sale.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.